Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, we're talking all week about being called to unity and living as those united with Christ and as those united with one another. And we've looked at different aspects of how God would have us to live with that unity that He's called us to. And today we're going to look at kind of the extent of it. And that's being called to live in complete unity. We've talked Monday about living with a unity of mind. Yesterday, just a unity of life. Today, as we look at John 17, it's in this prayer of Jesus for us. Early in the chapter, he'd been praying. He had prayed specifically for his disciples that were there with him. And then he transitions and he says, I pray not only for those, but for all of those that would believe because of their message. And if you're a believer in Jesus, if you belong to him, that's you. And this is part of his prayer for me. It's part of his prayer for you, for us today as his believers. He says, as he's praying to his Father, he says, I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. When we think about Jesus and his Father and the Spirit, we think of a unity of the three being one. That God is represented in his fullness. And then Jesus comes along and says that as he is in us, just as the Father is in him, that becomes the basis for this being brought into complete unity. So that the world would know that we belong to him. I believe this complete unity begins in a complete unity with God. A unity with his word, a unity with his Spirit. It follows along. We've been talking the last few weeks about being called to a variety of things. And we find that we represent Jesus best when we walk in complete unity with him. It's pretty difficult to promote or sell or make known in a good way a product that you don't really believe in. I know there are those that seem to have this gift of salesmanship that tends to irritate me because I realize at some point it's not really being honest. It's the old individuals that could sell ice to an Eskimo type of thing. And some would do it honestly, but others, it's a job. It's a job that they're good at. I was watching a show here a while back, and a man was accused of something, and his attorney was representing him, and the accused said, well, you believe me, don't you? You're defending me. And this attorney said, I don't have to believe you. I just have to work in your best interest. He says, in fact, I don't believe most of my clients. And it made me wonder how effective that really is. But then I think of those that try to represent Christ, who who believe half-heartedly. Oh, they may say they believe with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, yet the life doesn't necessarily show it. I think of the times in my life when I've claimed that I believe God, that I'm united with Christ in a full way, but I've done my own thing. Even my own things at times when I knew that it wasn't in line with what God wanted. You see, I believe this complete unity begins when we unite ourselves with Christ in such a way that, well, we take Him at His word. We commit to, in a greater way, to obedience and submission and to following God's word more closely, more fully. To desiring to spend time with Him. To listen. And to follow. And while that being united with Christ forms the foundation of this complete unity, I believe it's only part of the picture. It's the foundational part. It's the part that everything else is built on, but I think He moves on to a unity with one another. And we've talked about this all week. We'll continue to talk about it. But it's easy for us to say, well, I don't have anything in common with them. You don't? Did we not just talk about being completely united with Christ? And if our brothers and sisters in Christ are also completely united with Christ, I would suspect we have a lot in common with them. The problem is we tend to focus on the things we don't have in common. We focus on the things the world focuses on. We focus on social status. We focus on economic status. We focus on color of skin. We focus on language. We focus on all of the things that are noticeable that are different, rather than focusing on the intangible Spirit of God dwelling within us that is the same. And as we recognize the power of God at work in our life, and we begin to look for that power of God at work in the lives of others, we find a unity that transcends all differences. Because the differences that are brought about by sin, the differences that are brought about by lifestyle choices that are against God's word, dissipate if we're fully committed to being united with Christ. You know in your own life, they don't disappear overnight. They haven't disappeared from my life any more than they've disappeared from your life just immediately. But our battle that isn't against flesh and blood, that battle that's taking place in the spiritual realms against the forces of darkness and evil, is not just a battle out there. It's a battle in our mind. It's a battle in our heart. And so even as people are in the process of growing in that complete unity with Christ, that complete unity that leads us to reject sin, that leads us to reject selfishness, that leads us to reject greed, that leads us to reject anything that goes against God's word and His instructions, His commands. And when we live united in that way, we realize that we're being brought to complete unity because we're not there yet. And it's this journey of complete unity that Jesus says helps the world to know that we belong to Him, that helps the world to know that He is in fact who He claimed to be. When I talk about being in complete unity, when I talk about the foundational that we build everything else on, being unity with Christ, I'm not in any way talking about accepting sinful behavior as appropriate. I'm talking about living and helping others live as those united with Christ. That's what brings us unity. That's what helps us to get along. That's what helps us to endure. That's what helps others to endure us. It's the unity that shows the world that Jesus is who we claim He is. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to You in such a way that You have made the path clear for us to live in complete unity with You, to being united in Christ, as we're united with Christ. God, Your Word teaches us that if we are united with Christ in His death, that we will surely be united with Him in His life. That when we are buried with Christ, we are able to be risen with Christ. Father, as we consider the people around us and we think about all of the things that we have that are different. And because You've created us uniquely, there are many differences. And Father, help us to not focus on those so deeply that we miss the commonality of being united in Christ, of being united with Christ. And Father, may that very foundation help us to grow in complete unity with one another. A unity that calls one another to purity, to holiness, to righteousness, to love, to good deeds, to representing Jesus. Father, today as I pray specifically for those who are struggling. I think of so many that are building debt that they have no way of getting out of. Some of it is so subtle that they're not even aware that it's happening. As we see the prices of things increasing in great ways at the gas stations, at the grocery stores, in the housing market. And then we've become so accustomed to just pulling out a credit card and buying what we need, that debt kind of creeps up on us. And Father, for so many that are struggling, that even before all of the increases of prices, we're struggling just to keep things above water in their bills versus income. And now the squeeze has really been put on so many people. I pray that this complete unity that You've called us to would be a unity that cares for one another, that helps people to learn, that shares, that encourages, that lifts up, that helps people to see that Jesus is in fact alive and well and living within us and among us and through us.
Father, just as that first century church was noted for the way they loved one another, may we as your body be brought to complete unity so that the love that we have for you would be seen in the way that we love others. And in doing so, we would lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen.
This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.